Beshus Harav Shlita, Beshus the Rebbe Shlita, to introduce a maimid in which the Novominsky Rebbe is going to address us as Yehuda Void Likra. But it seems to be Min Hanimusim that someone is asked to introduce one who needs no introduction. So perhaps the kavana was to share a machshava with the olam. We're used to thinking that hachana for a mitzvah is simply nothing more than the preparatory acts that precede a mitzvah, but it is not part and parcel of a mitzvah, and certainly not a mitzvah unto itself. In the Shailas Tshuvas HaRashba, the Rashba is asked the question, how can we all these days make a bracha al sefiras ha'oimer, when we know in Hilchas Brachas you cannot make a bracha on something that's einoi motzui achshav? If something is not before us, how can we make the bracha? What's the bracha going to be chal on? There is no oimer bizman hazeh. And the Rashba answers by bringing a bal ha'itur. And the Baal Ha'ita himself brings a medrash that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael and informed them of the impending Kabbalas HaTorah, each Yid privately, kol echod ve'echod moinin la'atzmoi, nothing to do with Sviras Ha'oimer, but in great anticipation for that event, every Yid marked time by himself. So the Rashba learns la halacha in Shailas Tshuvas HaRashba Chelik Gimel, that which we make a bracha al Sviras Ha'oimer today is, Chazal said, it's in commemoration for the other Svira, which coincides with Sviras Ha'oimer. But it's in commemoration for Yidden being mechin themselves leman Kabbalas HaTorah. So you do a Chassidim tell that Rab Leib Eiger, the einikel of Rab Kiva Eiger, when he went home to see Rab Kiva Eiger after spending so much time by the Kotzke, and would have to explain to his Zayda, the Goyen Hador, his new Hanhogis, which involved so many Hachonis. And his Zayda will ask him, we're not familiar with these Hanhogis and with these hachonis. Maha perush. And the Kotzke told his Talmud, Rab Leib Eiger, the Rambam paskins that when a poyel is hired to chop wood, and the axe and the hatchet is not yet sharp, all the work that goes into sharpening the hatchet and the axe, he gets paid for. The hachone is a chelik of your pu'ula and of your avoida. The hachana for Kabbalas HaTorah, the counting the 49 days of Svira like the Rashba, which is a counting toward Kabbalas HaTorah, is a mitzvah bizman hazeh mid rabbanon, a mitzvah from hachana. So hachana is not merely the hechatimtza. I won't arrive, I won't be able to do the mitzvah. If I don't buy an esrig, I won't have an esrig. But for Kabbalas HaTorah, the Hachana is a mitzvah unto itself. The Maral, explaining the reason why the Kab Minchas Oimer is a Minchas Se'orim, while the Kab Shtei Alechem is going to be Shalchitim, explains the difference between that which is a Machal Behema, and a person has 49 days, as it says in the Tzedek L'Derech, to ascend his own personal ladder of elevation, in which he'll elevate himself from the moment when the symbol was Machal Behema, when we just stepped out of Memteh Shari Tumah, and each day to climb the ladder, so that we are Rayu to be called an Adam, and that our Korban should be a Machal Adam. The Alter von Kelim said that the 49 days of Svira are to be used for 48 of the days are used to work and perfect the inyanim of the Mem Ches Kinyanei HaTorah. And the 49th day is the Yom HaKoylel, to put them all together. Upon occasion, some of us may think that the inyan of Hachana for Kabbalas HaTorah, for Talmud Torah, for Kviyas Itim LaTorah, is the Nachlas HaYeshivas. Baruch Hashem, Bizman Hazeh, we know differently. Baruch Hashem, in this Beis Medrash, which is a center for Torah in this neighborhood, with the multitude of Shiurim, we know that it's not a Nachlas HaYeshivas only, and Baruch Hashem, state in Sifrei HaKadmonim that the Degolim that we read yesterday, the Oishtel from the Degolim, is Oishkishtelt Lefi HaShvotim Lefi HaChadoshim. And the Kadmonim tell us that the Chodesh for Shevet Zvulin is Chodesh Sivan. Sivan ot HaShaychis Mitzvulin in the Seder HaDegolim, that it's inextricably bound with Zvulin. So our Hachana and our opportunity to come here today, Erev Matzah Rosh Chodesh, Erev Yoim Beis, Sivan, was wird angerufen Yoim HaMiyuchas, the day where we were told that we're a Mamleches Kahanim, is as this day leaves us, we're leaving a day that's known as Tiferes Shebamalchus, in anticipation of a day of Netzach Shebamalchus. Svarim HaKidoshim say that Tveres is the Mizug between Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is here, Gvura is here, and Tveres is in the middle. It's Memazig the two. When you have the beauty of Chesed and Gvura in perfect balance, you have Tveres. Tveres of Netzach. Tveres Shebenetzach. And in Meir Shaloyach state, Adaribis Tveres, the Midah of Yaakov. Because Yaakov, the Bechir Ha'ovois, does it Tveres. Memazeik Chesed mit Gvura. I don't want to say the standard Lashon is mein kovet vals kumt mir nishka kovet. But it's my schus. As Tveres Shebenetzach leaves us, excuse me, Tveres Shebemalchus, entschuldigt. Tveres Shebemalchus, man Malki Rabbonon, the Tveres of Malchus, to speak about the Netzach of Malchus, the Nitzri is HaTorah and Kabbalah is HaTorah, the Novominsky Rebbe Shlita.
Pashus Harav Morod Zahasra Shlita, Rebbe Geldworth Shlita, L'chol HaNesofim Kan, L'chvoid HaTorah, L'chvoid HaRegel, in thinking about the Hachona, the Kabbalah HaTorah, one of course has to appreciate deeply what we're preparing ourselves for. And what is therefore incumbent upon us to think during the days that we approach Kabbalah HaTorah, especially as it was just mentioned, we're entering the day upon which we became entitled as a Mamleches Kahanim v'Goy Kodesh. I'd like to share some thoughts from the Chazal, from the Rishonim, and perhaps al-yadei kach allow ourselves some insights into how Torah and its mitzvahs are mechayev us in a deeper way than we might ordinarily think, and how by the mitzvahs that we do, by the Torah that we learn, we're really expressing to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and to ourselves our true identity. But Divrei Torah, sometimes, most of the time, are like the iceberg that you hardly see anything above the surface, but it's omik omik miyim tse'enu. So we'll begin with the Ramban in the Parsha of Shavuos, the Sedra Emor. Ki yadua, one of the most amazing things about Chag HaShavuos is that it Matan Torah, this man Matan Torah Seinu, is not mentioned in Chumash in connection with Shavuos. Shavuos is the 50th day of Sfira, that upon this day took place either Vov Sivan, Zayin Sivan, Kabbalah Satayra, is a Messiah of Torah Shebal Peh. And this is an Indian unto itself, which we're not going to discuss now. But as you read the Parsha in Chumash, that the Sfira Sa'ima culminates in the Chamishim Yoim, V'kafta mincho chadosh el Hashem, and you bring me moshvisechem, taviyu lechem tenufo shtayim shnei esroinim, seilis tiyena, chometz teyofeno. And this is a chiddush gadol, because kol amenocha is bois matzah, ki chol sor v'chol dvash lo yisaktiru, and a mincha and the mizbeach was only allowed to be matzah, lechem that did not have any chimutz in it. This is one exception, and the lachmei toider another exception. Comes along the Ramban and speaks out certain ideas, most of which belong to the Olam Hasad, but let's hear what he says at least. First he says, the chometz of shtei alechem are akin to the lachmei toida, because we're being makir toiva akodesh bochu on the kotzir of this man, chukois kotzir shamar lonu. Then he talks on another level. The word chometz, the Ramban analyzes, meramis to the midas hadin, chimutz, the fermentation, indicates that something is spoiling. The chemical process that makes lechem chometz is like yayin that becomes chometz. It sours. Kasha yikori hayayin ashayikhe. It's called chometz yayin, chometz sheicho. And he goes on to say, someone who robs is also called the ma'avel v'chaymetz. The chimutz removes a certain tam. It undergoes a certain change. And the fact that the lechem has changed somewhat, spoiled perhaps you can say, nigzal tamam, that's why it's called chametz. Ki yis chametz levovi, my heart becomes sour. It's an expression of anger, anguish perhaps. The tam leaves me. And in general, karbonis can't be brought from such a substance. Ha karbonis l'rotzen l'shem anichbod lo yivou min advorim asher lehem hayad l'chazoka. Something acted on the lechem to cause it to become chametz. And at the same time, you can't bring dvash either, the other extreme of sweetness. But the menadvogam hamizugim, and he goes on to say rachmim and din, and he talks al derech hakabbalah. But he says v'hinei b'chag hashavuos shehu yom matan teira yavi yakobim bedin teira ki hu yom ho'atzeres. Somehow the Ramban, and he concludes by saying v'hamaskel yavin, and we already know both from this phrase and the whole inyan that he speaks out, that most of what he's talking about is beyond our conception, eret al derech hakabbalah. But he does say there's a special connection between chametz and the Chag HaShavuos. Unlike other menachas, Shavuos being the culmination of that period which begins with Chag HaPesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim leading to Matan Torah, and Pesach has an Issa chametz for everybody. And Shavuos is Dafke chametz. Let's try to understand a little bit on our level what perhaps the Ramban is alluding to and how this is negeya to us lemaisa. I don't think we have to somehow fly around in the stratosphere. Mir darfen wissen, was ist negeya für uns. We have to try to understand the Ramban and the Inyonim that Chazal teaches, how they become our chayvus ha'odom bo'olamai, how it's negeya to our lives, to our avodas Hashem, to our Torah, to our mitzvahs. I think a good way to begin is to mention the Medrash in Parshas Bereishis. At the conclusion of the Bria, everything seemed perfect. And we all see immediately, throughout Masa Bereshis, the Pasuk says, but at the end, it's Toiv Ma'oid. There are kama droshes in the Medrash on this Toiv Ma'oid. State in Medrash Azoi, Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel Omar, Hinei Toiv Ma'oid Zei Yoitza Toiv, Ma'oid Zei Yoitza Hora. Toiv, by definition, is the Yoitza Toiv. The Ma'oid, Toiv Ma'oid, is the Yoitza Hora. Fragt der Medrash, v'chi Yetzirah Toiv Ma'oid? Atam ho? How can you call the Yetzirah Toiv Ma'oid? Very good. Ella, she'ilula Yetzirah le'bono odam bayis v'le'nosa isha. Translated literally, were it not for the Yetzirah, a person wouldn't build, wouldn't marry, wouldn't engage in the activities of life. The driving force that moves them to do these things is, according to the Medrash, the Yetzirah. And were it not for the Yetzirah, this would be a very static world. Es wird sich gar nicht gerührt von Ort. Memela. So the Yetzirah is the Ma'oid of the Toiv. And a few lines later, the Medrash says, Ma'oid is the Oisius Adam. So there's a Toiv in the Bria, there's a Toiv Ma'oid in the Bria. And that Toiv Ma'oid includes the Yetzer Hara, because that's what makes things move. And that's the Adam. Now, we have to understand that when the Medrash talks about the Yetzer Hara as being the force, the dynamic, which makes one a Bayna Bayis and Oyster Isha, the Yetzer Hara is given a wider understanding. It means those instincts, those feelings, those drives, I used the word before, the dynamic that makes people live, which, if left to itself, leads you to Ra and Hachinami. If a person is left to that dynamic and allows it to take hold of him, then it leads in the Bestama de Milsa, it leads in the direction of Averis, of life, of activity that's neged the Rotzen of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Medrash here is talking about the Yetzer Hara not as it would be already Ra. It's the Yetzer that could lead to Ra. And if that Yetzer is controlled, if that Yetzer is curbed, if that Yetzer is converted into the leading one and using all those instincts and forces within himself in the right direction, so we have a mission about this. Chazal tell us in the Mishnah, so we see that that Yetzer, which normally might lead one, if unchecked, if uncontrolled, if you don't work on it, if you don't steer it the right way, to Ra, Yetzer Hara, but it could be harnessed and driven into the right direction. So all of man's instincts and feelings and the things that make him live, and he's not some Evan Doimim, there's a certain sense of life to him, and he moves and he acts and he feels and he thinks and he's ambitious. Those feelings, those emotions, those forces inside of the Adam, be'etzem, will lead to Ra if you don't do anything about it. But if you're Zeicher, then you can be Mekayim with those very feelings and instincts, Avedis Hashem, b'shnei yitzarecha, and it can bring to Toiv. And that's Toiv Ma'od. That's the chemistry of human life. Remove that sense of life from a person, then he's very quiet and very static, and he doesn't get anywhere. He has no ambition, he has no interests. Zok da Medrash, the Odom, the Tayv Ma'od of the Odom, includes that Yetzer which is associated with the Yetzer Hara, but it can be part of, it can serve the Toiv, b'shnei yitzarecha. That's the chametz in us. The Maral explains that the inyan of matzah, and of course one of the biggest chedushim in Kol HaTorah Kula, is that a food that is allowed to be eaten all year round, suddenly comes Pesach, and you chayv koras if you eat it. It's the only such iser in the Torah. Chaylev Adam is asar all year, but chametz, we're used to eating it. Leibadayla in Shemenei. Suddenly on Pesach it becomes asar. And we're told to eat matzah. And matzah is dafki lechemoini. We won't go into the Arichas Dvorim, but one idea of the Maral helps us here in this inyan. Matzah is pure bread. It's just the flour and the water. There's nothing there. And if something is left to its own essence, it's totally free. It's a machal chayrus. The very oini of the matzah. It's pure. It's unencumbered. It's the essence of the lechem, the plain flour and water. There are no other elements acting upon it. That purity of the lechem is a chayrus. It's not meshubah to anything. It has nothing to influence it. It's uninfluenced. It's the real bread. There's no chemistry in the matzah. There's no fermentation. Pesach is a zman when yidden have to have the purity of the lechem without any chimutz, without any forces, without any changes, where the instincts don't move a person in this or that direction, it's just the chayrus of being avdei Hashem. But all year round, you have to contend and deal with the chametz. The chametz is a part of you. That's the tov me'od that the Medrash talks about. That's the ser shebe'iser, called the yetzer hara. But we're allowed to eat the chametz. And on Chag HaShavuos, we're told to take this chametz and make a korban out of it. On Shtei Alechem, Seilas Tiyena, chametz Teyafena. How come? Because that's the purpose of Matan Torah. To be Mekadish that chametz. To be Mekayim the B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzorecha. That's the purpose of Matan Torah B'chlal. Torah was given to an Adam. Let's review a shtick of the Gemara and Shabbos. We're all familiar with the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to the heavens to receive the Torah. And the Malachim engaged them in a vikuach. And they were mekatrig. And they said, why give Torah to man? Hashem adeneinu mo'ad ha'shimcha b'chol oret asher t'nohitcha l'ashamayim. Keep the Torah in the heavens. The Torah is chochme, sichlius, ruchnius. Where does it doesn't belong down here in this olam ha'shofel. So the Rabbeinu Shlolam told Moshe Rabbeinu to give a tshuva to the Malachim. And what did he tell them? Let's see Bekitzer what the Gemara says. So he told them like this. He spoke to the Rabbeinu Shalolam. Teire sh'atin leisen li. Ma'aksiv bo. Anechi Hashem alakech asher atisicha miyat Mitzrayim. Amar lahen. You Malachim, were you in Mitzrayim? Yeradetem leparoi? Hishtabadetem? Teire lomu lachem. Shuv ma'aksiv bo. Do you contend with the Messiah? Do you live in the society amongst the Goyim? What do you want with the Torah? Shuv maksivba. Zochas yem Shabbos lekadshoi. Klum atem oisem malocha. Are you engaged in avodas perach all week? That you know what a Shabbos means? Shuv maksivba. Loisisam. You have masa matan. Yesh b'chem. Kabe de sabicha v'simecha. Klum ava'im yesh l'chem. Shuv maksiv bo leisirtzach, leisinaf, leisignoiv. Kino yesh b'neichem, yetzahara yesh b'neichem. Oh, m'zishin moide gewen, m'yad hoide loy, Hashem adeneinu mo'ad ha'shimcha b'chol ha'oretz. The capital tillim ends, and it doesn't say anymore to know ha'itchal ha'shamayim. So what does the Gemara say on this conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu had with the Malachim, and he was menatzeach them? Strange thing. The Gemara brings the pasuk and tell him, Oli salamorim shavisa shevi. Moshe Rabbeinu ascended to Shamayim, and he took the Torah captive away from the Malachim. Lokachta matonois ba'odam. Beschus of the Odom. And Rashi says, the Gemara says, "Beschar shekaraucha Adam," as a reward for being called Adam. And Rashi says, "A modna pshat, beschar shecherfucha." They insulted you. The karaucha Adam. They called you an Adam. Noitzam yadama loshin shiflis. The loshin Adam is offam an adama. So the Malachim looked down on the Adam, and what is this bir yeshveila need the Torah for? And the answer, and they degraded the madrege of Adam, that the Torah is purely spiritual; it doesn't belong to the Adam. And Moshe Rabbeinu was menatzeach the Malachim with this tshuva, because all the inyanim that he mentioned have to do only with Adam. B'schus shakaracha Adam. Would there be no tov me'od in the Adam? There'd be only Yetzer Tov, then we wouldn't have to be told about all these things, about Mitzrayim and about Elohim Acherim and about Leisirtzach and Leisignov and Leisinov and all these things. There'd be no interest in any of these things. There's no Yetzer Hara. Then we're like Malachim ourselves. So the Torah says we remain with the real Malachim. But precisely because we are Adam, and these things were put into ourselves, part of our being offer min ha'adama, because we're Adam. And the Adam, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to bring out a Tov Ma'od, and that's the purpose of Matan Torah, that Ma'od. That Ma'od zeh Adam, says the Medrash. Ma'od is the Oisiyus Adam. Lokachta matono is bo Adam. The Adam has chametz in himself. All this that we talked about before is the chametz in the Adam. If there's a sakana of being, of gravitating towards Mitzrayim, it's the Yetzer Hara, which there's a pull to Mitzrayim. There's a pull to all, to Malacha. There's a pull to Olehim Acherim. And Olehim Acherim doesn't only mean Avodah Zarah. Olehim Acherim means any force that acts upon man that's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elohim Acherim. That's why Elohim Acherim is the Sheirish of all Loisa, says, just like Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Sheirish of all Mitzvot Asei. If a man does an Avera, what Shachas does it have to Elohim Acherim? But Elohim means a lashon of judgment, a force, a power of decision. If a person at a given moment in his life behaves in a way that is not the Rotzna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means there was an acting force, and at that moment there was a different force acting upon him. He was not under the shilton of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that moment, no matter what he may have done. At that moment there was an Elohim Acherim that controlled his behavior, that directed his behavior. That's Elohim Acherim. And the Yetzer Hara in us pulls us to all forms of Elohim Acherim, whether they be Mitzrayim, whether they be all the pitfalls of the Sheshes Yemei HaMa'asa before we come to the Shabbos, whether it's the problems that we meet up with in Maser Matan, whether it's the problems that we meet up in Leisignov and Leisinov and all these things. These are all forms of Elohim Acherim. But only the Adam is given to these Yetzirahs. And Mahay Tam Egufa, the Torah was given Lamata, to this Adam Atachten and the Olam Atachten, so that he used the Torah to Mekadish the Adam, and be mekayim v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzorecha. So on Chag HaShavuos, we're makriv the kind of korban that's not matzah. Normally, the mizbeach is not sovel any chimutz. That chemistry that brings about the sourness of the lechem of life is not fit to be a reyach nichayach l'Hashem on the mizbeach. Yes, we have it in our diets, and we have it in ourselves, but it's not oil l'rotzna l'mizbeach. But on Chag HaShavuos, when the Torah was given to the Adam, when the Torah was given to that creature about whom it is said, Tov Ma'od Zeh Yetzer Hara. And that Yontif, the Rabbi Shalom accepts and requires a mincha of chametz. Take your chametz and put it on the Mizbeach, because that's why I gave you the Torah to begin with. And the Torah is in itself an Adam. The Torah is the spiritual Adam, because as we all know, there are Ramach Mitzvah Saseh, And there are Shin Samachai mitzvahs loisasa kineged the Shin Samachai loisas Shabbat Torah. Now, what is the meaning of this parallelism between the Eivorim and the Gidim and the mitzvahs es and the mitzvahs loisasa? What it means, obviously, is that Torah is structured as an Adam. It's the spiritual Adam to which we have to somehow correspond with the physical Adam, to be Mekadosh, the chametz of the Adam, to transform the chametz from Yetzer Ra Mamish and divert it to B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yetzarecha V'yohavtos Hashem Melekecha. So the Rabbeinu Shalom expects us on Chag HaShavuos, when he gave the Torah to the Lekachta Matonois, to the Odom Matachtoin, and the Malachim saw no purpose in this Odom receiving the Torah, and they insulted Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi tells us. Comes again the Pasuk in Tehillim and tells us, Olisol Amorim Shavisa Shevi, Lekachta Matonis, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave you a matana, and the Malachim are also maskim to the Odom, to the Toiv Ma'od, to the Baal Yetzer Hara, to the person who has instincts and drives, and there's a whole dynamic and a whole kochanish in every person, which makes them live, which allows them to be a Bein Abayis and a Neish Seisha, which allows them to be productive in life, in whichever way he decides to be. But if it's directed L'shem Shamayim, then that Adam, that Chometz, is Toiv Ma'od. Despite the fact that on Pesach, we're not even supposed to get to the Chometz. We have to be completely pure. But the Torah understands that all year round, we have to cope with the Chometz, eat the Chometz, because we ourselves have Chometz in us. The Ser Shebe'isa. Ad kidei kach, that you make a mitzvah out of the Shtei Alechem of Chometz B'Chag HaShavuos, because that's really behind Matan Torah in this world. How is all this shaykh to us? How do we bring some of these ideas, Lemaisa, in our lives? But before Lev Yedeya Moras Nafshei, everybody knows how he is, on the one hand, to contend with the Chometz in terms of Sur Meira, and how to attempt to be Mekayim somewhat, V'chol Ma'asecha Yil L'Shem Shemayim, so that the chemistry that makes us live, the dynamic that allows us to be an Adam, is used L'Shem Shamayim. How does that happen? First of all, again, we have to be Mizboinen in the Mitzvah HaTorah. I'd like to mention something else, a different Inyan in Torah, and perhaps tie it into what we're talking about. We say Krishma every day. Has three parshias. The third parsha, Tzitzis, Askoros Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the Zichron Kol HaMitzvos. But many poskim hold the third parsha is Zichron not a deraisa in Krishma, but the first two parshias of Krishma, according to the Shagasai, and many poskim are both deraisa. Now, they're mentioned in different places in Chumash. In Voschanan, shortly after the Aseres HaDibros, about a parsha or two later, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The parsha of V'hoyam Shemoya is said later, the end of Akev, and we combine them together. And there's so much similarity between both parshias. They both deal with Talmud Torah and Tefillin, and mezuzah, and the mitzvah of Yahavta is said in the second parsha, La'ahavos Hashem Elokeichem. There are differences, there are similarities. The first parasha is said Baloshan Yochid, second parasha is said Baloshan Rabim. But I think that the most glaring chilik between these two parashas consists in the fact that we all know that in the first parasha of Krishma, there's nothing there about Olam Hazeh at all. Just think for a moment. From Shema Yisrael till Uvish Orecha, it's purely Avodas Hashem. There's no Welt in the first parasha of Krishma. When we say the first parasha in Krishma, we don't relate to this world at all. Comes the second parasha of Krishma, an entirely different story. A different vision we have here. V'yasafta d'gonecha, v'siroshcha, v'yitzhorecha, and there'll be v'nasati esav. There'll be food. You'll go out and earn a parnosa, hanik ben minigdar charetz. And there are pitfalls, ishamgulachem, pen yiftalavavchem, v'saltem v'avadatem alohim acherim. And there's an einish for that. And then at the end of the parasha, we have, again, the mitzvahs. The seder is different, first tefillin, then Talmud Torah. And strangely enough, this parasha concludes, Leman yirbu yameichem b'mei v'neichem, agroise brocha, kimei ha-shamayim al ha-oretz. You'll have himmel diketeg of the erd, pilei ploim. And we say these both parashas together. Why aren't they written in the Torah together? Why is one parasha written in Vayeschanan and the other at the end of Ekev? But if you look in the Torah, you'll see that Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Dvorim is reviewing the history of the Dor HaMidbar. And following Matan Torah, yes, Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Avnei Elyon Kulchem, says the Gemara, brings the Gemara the Pasuk. At Matan Torah, Paska Zehamosan, the chet of the Adam Arishon was completely rectified. It was a perfect Briya all over again. And man became perfect. And the Ra left him. And in that sense, he's like Adam Arishon in Gan Eden. And his relationship is pure Avedis Hashem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he doesn't contend with the V'yasafta d'gonecha. And, however, look, reading further, in Parashas Ekev, the whole Chet HaEgel is told to us all over again. How we became Niskalkel as a result of the Chet HaEgel. And how, Ochen ka'odam t'musu, nukachat asoram t'poilu, and we fell from the heights of Matan Torah into the abyss of Ubiyam Pokti of Pakarti Alechem Chatosam. And it's a bitter world all over again. It's not the same anymore. Kemudach Meinen Matals Fashpilt. Vahoyam Shemaya Tishmuel Mitzvahisai Asheranechi Mitzav Ezrem Ayoim. You still have those mitzvahs. Yes, you're in a different matzav. It's not that description of existence as we see in the first parasha of Krishma. It's not the Madrege anymore of Matan Torah. And in the Svarim HaKadoshim, perhaps even close to the Zman HaRishonim, it's explained in the Nefesh HaChayim in a certain place, the Marsha also, Kimat via Remez. Hayos, we know that Rav Shimon ben Yochai represented a madrega of Teirosa Yom Nosoi. In Rabbi Shmuel represented the madrega of Hanik ben Minigdar Cheretz. In Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's madrega in the Mara. And the whole image of a Nivra in terms of Rav Shimon's madrega is the first parasha of Krishma. it's not for the halbe, perhaps. It said Baloshin Yochid. It said Bechol Ma'idecha. And in the second parsha, it doesn't say Bechol Ma'idchem, because we're not up to that. We're not up to that Madrega of being Mekayim Bechol Ma'idchem. We're dealing with the Ma'idchem Bechol Ma'idchem. But that Madrega, which is described about the first parsha, in the first parsha of Krishma, which relates to the Harbe, to the Miyutam, Reisi Bnei Aliyah Vehein Muatim, that's Rab Shimon's Madrega, and I'm only using Rab Shimon as a dogma to an Indian. But yet we all say both parshias. So in understanding a little bit, that in these two parshias of Krishma, we're told we're relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps in two different ways. The same mitzvahs of Talmud Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzah in the first parasha is completely removed from this world. There's no connection with Olam Hazeh in that first parasha. There's nothing there, perhaps, except for the leather that the Tefillin is made. There is no Olam Acherim. Pure Avoida. Adam Rishon in Gan Eden. But are we that way? All the time? Most of the time? Can the Harbe be that way? So the Torah comes and gives us a second parsha after the fall of Klal Yisrael and the Chet Ha'Egel, for the Harbe, for the Lashon Rabim, perhaps you're not shayach to this Madrega of Yahavta, to be so inspired. The Lev should be Molei Ahava, where you should immediately come to Yahavta, Hashem Elokecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol meidecha. V'hoyem shemoya tishmu el mitzvoisai, mitzvus li te Yahava. I once saw in a sefer, I think it's Chosin Yeshua from Rabbi Yeshua Heller, the Mesillas Yesharim says that if a person finds himself missing in his in feelings of his slahavus, a person feels cold. He's not lebedik in Yiddishkeit. He's not mekayim his mitzvahs with that fire, with that zeal, with that inner eish. So what should he do? He says, you should still be Mekayim at least in an outward way. So the Chatzonius will be Ma'ira de Pnimius. The Chinuch brings the same idea in a different place. And I forget the Lashon in Mesillas Yesharim Perek Gimel, I think, in Zrizus. He says an interesting Lashon there. I don't have it before me now. From the Hanhoga HaChatzonius, Tovaya Heslatus HaPnimius. So in the first parasha of Krishma, we're told first thing after Kabbalah Salmachos Shemaim, V'yahavta. But in the second parasha of Krishma, V'hoyem Shemoya Tishmuel Mitzvoisai, Le'ahavos Hashem Elokeichem. Efshehalstu Nachnish Badem, V'yahavta. Maybe you're not triggered up to be kind of V'yahavta as you're supposed to. But mitzvahs you can do. The mitzvahs will lead to ahava pnimis. So, the point is, using the terminology of chometz, in the first parasha of Krishma, we don't find the chometz in man. Er da groyser reivet Hashem, Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, before the Ra entered him. There's no Yetzer in the first parasha of Krishma. He's a ish kodesh ma'od. But in the second parasha, he's contending with the forces of chometz in himself. And therefore, we are told to read both parashiyas. Because and we'll soon talk about, everybody reads both parashiyas. Everybody. Kakotan kagodel, from the Kedoshi Elyon till the Poshet Shebapshutim, we read both parashiyos of Krishma every day. They're the Shleimus of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Pavosi das azoi. Mitzad echod, because this is a world of chometz. No matter how high you attempt to reach, and talking about that in this world is tamdach geret wegen orim betzuras b'shamayim. We're all in the chometz. Who of us can say that he's shaykes to the avoda as it's described in the parsha Rishon of Krishma? Nobody. We're all in the chometz, but that chometz gives us an opportunity to be mekayim b'chol levavcha, b'chol levavchem. But yet, that's poshut. That those who perhaps you might think live more according to the dictates of Parsha Rishonish and Bekrishma still have to say the second Parsha too, because no one is allowed to fool himself. Meligen alin de blotter. But we still, the Chiddush is verkehrt, that all of us who are given to the description of life as you see it in the second parasha of Krishna, still read the first parasha too. Why is it so? Why is it so? The Torah haste, of course. What's behind this? You know, the Tanya wrote a Sefer Shel Beinonim. Now, the Tanya's Beinonim would today be a Tzaddik Yisod Olam, the whole Welt wird bottle geworden for the Tanya's Beinoni. But he describes the Beinoni in his ideal form and the Tzaddik in his ideal form. So the Beinoni is a Tzaddik Nisgov, but he's still contending with the Melcham of Toivara. But Tanya writes over there that even this Beinoni, who's in the world, and he's B'seich HaMelcham, even though he is Nizer of every Kutta Shel Yud, but at moments, he doesn't say so explicitly as I am saying it here, but you can see it, you can read it there. During his moments of tefillah, during his moments of avodah, that Beinoni is a tzaddik. He's much higher than he really is. There are moments in time where a person can rise above his madrege. There are moments in a day when one stands Shemoneh Esrei, when one sets aside a Seder to learn, where he's taken not in the Welt. And that's the way it should be. Then is a Parsha Rishonah Dekayid. And that's important for us. And that's the part of the Lamaisa that I think we have to, each of us has to think a little bit and bring down what we're trying to understand here and internalize it in his own life. We're all in the world of chometz, and the chometz is a part of us, but there are moments, and we all have them, when a person somehow, b'chastei Hashem, feels liberated a little bit from the chometz, and he does stand in Erlich Shemoneh Esrei, and he does learn Torah Lishma. And at times when he's involved in Dvorim Shebekdusha, he taka has nothing else in mind. And we're allowed to face those facts, not to pat ourselves in the back, but to understand what they mean, how precious those moments are, how precious, how meaningful at those moments the klumpish, the kabbinim that we really aren't become tzaddikim. So, we're told, yes, you may be mekayim that mitzvah. V'shinantam levonecha. You may be shehiyu divrei Torah mechudot b'ficha. Are you busy all day in business? And you're contending with forces that are altogether chometz. And it's a part of you. And you have to live with it. And that's making you build a life for yourself and your family. And that's Tov Ma'od. But aren't there times where a person feels somehow uplifted. We read yesterday in the sixth parak of Ovis, but what is the last thing that's mentioned there? I don't know really how the various mafoshim explain that phrase. But I think it means simply this. There are masim all around us, and the masim affect our lives. We play upon the masim, and the masim play upon us, and we're part of those masim, and they revolve around us, and they make us laugh and cry, and they make us do this and that and the other thing. But there are moments that someone who is zeicha can be a little bit a tefach above. But of course, it's Rav Meir's Madrege. But if it's not something that we can live with all, that we can aspire to all the time, we can aspire to it and take advantage of those moments. What it means is that when a person has a Seder in his Kaveya Itim L'Torah, that Seder, if it becomes Kodesh Kadoshim, that means he is involved in Divrei Torah to the exclusion of everything else at that time. Now, an hour later, he'll be busy with his family, or he'll be busy with his job. But kol zman he's learning, he's Megudol Meraimim, Miyal Kol HaMasim. He's in the first parasha of Krishma. He's not yet gotten to Vasafta Degonecha. He's secure from the Hisham Gulachem Pen Yiftal Avavchem Vesaltem. He's not deviating anywhere. He is in the Daladamas Shal Alocha. If a person is Mishtadl to be Mechavim B'Tfilosai, and he stands before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and nobody but he knows what's going on inside of himself, and he's able to communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way where the Amida Lefnei Hashem is a total hisbatlis between the Nivra and the Boire, then he is a tzaddik at that moment. He's more than a Beinoni. He's a tzaddik. A real tzaddik. Because at that time, there's no other force acting in him. He's freed from the chametz. Now, after davening, he's going to take a subway ride. Oh, and there's so much chametz there. And the same person has to contend with the Shmoneh Esrei, which he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and asked for Siyata Deshmaya and so many things, Baruchnius and Bagashmius. And then he's sitting on the subway and has to contend with the chametz and the Briya. But if he became a tzaddik during those moments, it's much easier. Then he's armed with Siyata Deshmaya. Then he has absorbed Kedusha within himself. Is there an under mensch? So the point that's being brought out here is that we all have to give vent to our role as tzaddikim during the times that we're Isaac and Avodas Hashem exclusively, during learning, during davening, and even while we're doing mitzvahs, if we're mechavim l'shem shemayim. But it's very difficult, because there's a taruvus in everything. So in learning and davening, it's easier, because no one is fooling anybody there. And all this is the purpose of Matan Torah, to transform the chametz, as we spoke, to uplift us, and to bring us to the point where the chametz doesn't really act upon us too much. I'll be messiahing with the shtick of the Gemara. I think we all need chizuk. You know, it's easy for somebody to stand up here and deliver a drasha and sound like he's saying Musa to all the people sitting here. Whom am I fooling? And I don't mean you, I mean myself. So we need some chizuk too. And I think there's a Gemara that gives us chizuk. The same Rav Shimon, about whom the Gemara says that he was in the Madrega of Terah, and Harba Yosuk Rav Shimon, Velo Yosu Beyodlam, he and Rav Loza with the Bnei Aliyah Shehen Muatin. But we all know the story about Rav Shimon and Rav Loza and the Mara, and how they came out. And when Rav Shimon took a look around himself, and he saw this entire society, he saw the world being busy with parnasa, with the daily chores of life. It looked to him like a kinderspiel. It looked to him like children playing with marbles. Whatever he touched came to naught. He was on such a madrega, the Welt had no shaykhus to him anymore. And the Baskol came out and said, "Lahachle v'elome yitzosam chizul amaraschem." So they came back to the Mara. Then Rab Shimon came out with Rab Lozer a second time. Rab Shimon already became accommodated to the Welt, but the Shafei and Geman Rab Lozer, he wasn't ready for it yet. So what happened? In Rab Lozer wasn't stable the Welt, and whatever Rab Lozer touched disintegrated, and Rab Shimon had to keep it alive. Kolhecha, the Moche Rab Lozer, Master Rab Shimon. And Rab Shimon told them, "Herzachain, mein Kind. Daila Erlem Aniva Ata." But that's not the Gemara that I mean to say. So what happened? How did the Gemara conclude the story? Bahadapanya de Malashapsa, Chosud Ahu Sava Davanoke Tremedona Asa. They saw the Sava, this old man, some say a Sava, whatever. They saw an old Jew running with two myrtles, two hadassim, Bein Ashmoshes, Erev Shabbos, Amalei Hani Lomaloch, two, Lukovit Shabbos, Tiskela Bechad, one is enough. No, Chad Keneged Zocha, Bechad Keneged Shoma. Amalei Lebrei. So Rab Shimon turned to his son, and he said, Chazi kamach viven mitzvahs al Yisrael. Look how Jews consider mitzvahs to be precious. He's running home l'kavod Shabbos. He's bringing flowers home for Shabbos. Chazu kamach viven mitzvahs al Yisrael. And Rab Lozer was nispayus. Then Rab Lozer became pacified to this world that he couldn't digest before. Shtelzach de shayla. If the way Rab Lozer somehow became agreeable to the Welt is by seeing how Jews are mechab of mitzvahs, why did the Hashgacha show him this way of chib of mitzvahs? When a Jew stands and buys an esrig before Sukkot, and he spends a lot of money, and he wants a hodah, that's also chivas a mitzvah. When you walk into a sukkah, and you beautify the mitzvah, when you buy a nice pair of tefillin, Ashei Natalis, Zekeli Van Veyu, mitzvahs achviven al Yisrael can have hundreds of examples. Why did the Hashgacha illustrate chavivas ha-mitzvah in this case where a man is running home? It's not even a mitzvah to bring home Zocha v'shama, flowers, hadassim for Shabbos. It's l'kovet Shabbos, but he could have showed it to him in a different way. The Gemara is telling us something. The Gemara is telling us this Jew was busy all week working, right? Where was he coming from? He was coming from work. He was coming from the Yosafta de Gonecha. And how did he end the week? L'kovet Shabbos. That was the Gemar, the Makeh B'Patish of his week, was to be Mechabed de Shabbos. In other words, the symbol here is that those two Medoni Asa, those two myrtles, represented his running all week long to get home for Shabbos, l'kovet Shabbos. The life of the Sheshes Yemei Amasa are culminating in a Shabbos. Otzach alts geloint. Sotzach alts geloint. Now, of course, every mitzvah has its own chibov. But to take the life of a Jew and picture him working Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's all geared to the Shabbos, to Shabbos Kodesh, to Me'en Olam Haba, to the Yom Shekuli Shabbos Amnucha L'Chai Yolomim. The Olam Hazeh is the proizdor to the Tchaklin, and he's rushing to get to that Tchaklin. Rabbi Lozer found a redeeming quality in the Bria. He found a redeeming quality in Jews that are mekayim the Vosafta de Ganecha, because sof kol sof, their purpose is the Matar of Ruchnius, the Matar of the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the Shtikel Olam Haba grafted into this world. So Rabbi Sai, there's a lot to learn from the Mitzvah HaTorah and Shavuos. There's a lot to learn from the fact that the Rabbi Shalom gave the Torah dafke to an Adam. There's a lot to learn from the fact that the Shtei Alechem are dafke chometz. There's a lot to learn from the fact that there are two parshiyos in Krishma to which we can, all of us can relate to, even though we think we're not up to the Parsha Rishayna. And that's why having this feeling and this attitude and trying to bring it down the Maisa, it's one thing to hear a speech and even to go away slightly inspired. But im ta'iru vim ta'iru esu'avu ad she'techpots shteit nishir ashirim. So the Ramban tells us a hes'eiris of ahava should be made concrete, should be carried down into a chayfet shel mitzvah. If what we hear and what we learn and what we become somehow uplifted sometimes, bring it down into a lamaisa. And Memela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us in the second parsha of Krishma that if we're taka mekayim, that entire Seder and the mitzvahs are done, even though we're involved in Vosafta Degonecha V'Siroshcha V'Yitzrarecha, Leman yirbu yemeichem v'yemei v'neichem al ho'adomo asher nishba Hashem la'aviseichem l'seis lohem, will come to the Adomo, will come to the Shabbos, to Eretz Yisrael. But even before then, the Adomo there, as Rashi learns, is talking even in Chutz Loretz, but it's the Mekaymus HaKdoshim of Bata Knesiyas u'Bata Medroshes in Chutz Loretz, and that's when we'll be zeicha to have Kimei HaShemayim al ho'oretz, Himmel de Geteg of the Erd.